T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Want to put your baseball skills to the test? Then get ready to show your stuff with MLB Pitch, Hit, and Run. The official youth skills competition of Major League Baseball. Sign up for free for a chance to play your way to the Pitch, Hit, and Run finals at the 2024 World Series. Visit pitchhitrun.com today.
All right, this is good now. Sorry, did I jump it? What are you playing? Sorry. All right, no, I was just saying, somebody tweeted me and said Undertaker is in a Boneyard match at WrestleMania, rumored to be in some sort of cemetery. All right, I'm in. That's good. They won't need fans for that. Same with, yeah, John Cena, Bray Wyatt, The Fiend. Okay, Funhouse. Sure, I'm in for that. That's a good storyline. It's going to be gimmicky but fun. A needed escape for a couple hours each night. Yeah, like I said, I'm good with some of the storylines. Who tweeted that? Brett? I'm good with some of the storylines. I get it. I'm just saying it's difficult. I think you would enjoy it a lot more if you had like 100,000 people reacting or whatever if Tampa holds 60, 70,000 people. It's just, it seems very hokey when it's, it just seems too staged, too forced when there's no fans in the crowd. Anyway, I digress. Jeremy broadcasting from his home studio. Still waiting for Betty to bark at some point on the show today. Brayton and I are here.
I've got ESPN on, so.
We'll put Animal Planet back on. At least give us another stare down today.
Oh, there's a, okay.
All right.
I'm gonna stare down there in commercial breaks.
Got a lot of likes on your picture yesterday for that.
Yeah.
803-0550 to join us. We are going to talk a little football, and we're going to the Western Hotline. We're going to bring in former Buffalo Bill Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. And his segment with us is brought to you by the Insider Calls on WGR, brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in two great tropical flavors. Good morning, Mr. Tucker. It's Howard and Jeremy. How are you, sir?
Howard, I'm doing well. Jeremy, always good to talk with you guys. Obviously, always good to be on in Buffalo. And, yeah, we are hanging in there. We're staying home like everybody else that can, I guess. And so I spent a lot of time teaching my daughters how to ride their bikes over the last couple of weeks, but it worked. That was a much cooler feeling than I thought it would be. So we're getting something out of this.
So you do the whole run behind them at some point. You stop and they don't know you stopped and they realize, oh, I'm riding by myself.
Exactly. And Howard, you know, it's funny, like, you know, it's a big parenting moment or whatever.
Oh, for sure.
But I still didn't know it would be that cool.
Yeah.
So my strategy is I'd kind of like have my, I'd be behind them and kind of have my hands on their rib cages and just kind of like gently let it go, mm-hmm. let it go, let it go.
Yeah.
And when they first just kind of pull away, it was actually the 6-year-old did it the one day and then the 7-year-old did it the day after. But when they pull away and just start going, that was like, man, I was like winning a big game. I needed that. I think we all needed it. That was awesome.
Ross, you're going to get me on a tangent of, I loved bike shopping, quite honestly, when our son was, I would like when he grew to the point where he outgrew the bike, because I thought shopping for a bike, getting a new bike as a kid, I thought was always one of the greatest things in the world. And shopping for it from a parent standpoint was like, cool, we're going to get him a new bike. Awesome. This is going to be great. I love that stuff.
You know what? It's funny you say that, because literally yesterday, because we had one really little bike and one bigger bike. So my wife ordered a bike from Dick's. There's like unbelievable discounts right now. Mm-hmm. I should be getting like money for telling you guys that. But it's curbside. It's unbelievable. So like I drove up. I called the number. I popped the trunk of my SUV. They came out. They put like a little purple pink girl Schwinn bike in the back of my thing. They hit the button. I drove off.
That's the way to do it. Very, very convenient.
Yeah.
Hey, we brought you on for football, and I want to start with the obvious question that we're talking about here, Ross. Are the Bills, do you think the Bills are the favorite for the AFC East this season?
Gosh, I hope so, man. I mean, I was just looking at their roster, knowing I was going to come on with you guys, just checking out their depth chart again. I mean, guys, if they don't win it this year, they're never going to. I mean, this is the year. This is the Bills' year. I want them to win it so bad. I can taste it. I don't really see a weakness on their roster right now. I think the Patriots, contrary to other people, I think the Patriots are going to take a 2-3, maybe even a 4-game step back. And I don't know that much about Jarrett Stidham. They seem to like him. But the thing I tell people is, and I was there, you guys know, after I got hurt and the Bills cut me, I went to New England in 05, and then I was there in 06. So they traded me to Cleveland. And, like, when you're in New England, right, and Brady's your quarterback, you don't think you're going to win the game. Like, you know you're going to win the game. And that's just such a psychological difference, whether it's conscious or subconscious. You know, I actually played a little bit in that Broncos playoff game. I was on special teams in 05, and we were with the Patriots losing, and we all just knew we were still going to win. Now, by the way, we lost the game, but the mindset is just so different when you have him. And I don't care what Devin McCourty and Slater and those dudes say, right? When it's third or fourth quarter and it's, you know, nut-cutting time and they look over at Jarrett Stidham, they're hoping that kid's got it.
Right.
They maybe they think he's got it, but they don't know he's got it like they did with Brady. And I just think that's a big difference. I mean, I played for five teams, can't even tell you how many quarterbacks. And, like, Bledsoe was one of the best quarterbacks I played with, and we all thought we were going to win when we had Bledsoe in those situations. Other guys, maybe like JP or whatever, you hope maybe they can do it. With Brady, you know it. And I just think the Patriots losing that is significant. I think the Bills win the division. I wouldn't be surprised if the Bills win the division by a couple games. I'm not trying to put the kibosh to it, but I love this Bills team. I love what they did. I think that Josh will take another step this year. I think Diggs will help. Now, I don't know if I love how much they gave up for Diggs. I still haven't gotten clarity. Maybe you guys know why he was so unhappy in Minnesota. I don't really get that. But from a roster construction standpoint, Bean has done an unbelievable job.
You know, with you were talking about Stidham, and in my head, I'm thinking about Josh Allen, whether it's from a teammate's perspective or if you want to give us your perspective as an analyst watching games. What do they need to see from Josh Allen in year three, and what's your thought process on him and how much maybe they believe in him or you believe in him?
Yeah, so I think that the guys, from what I understand, I think they all like him and they believe in him. But I think they also realize, you know, he's still a young player that needs to get some of the negatives out of his game. And it really needs to take a big step in that regard, I think, in year three. You know, I called the game in New England for Westwood One mm-hmm. that they lost, that they probably should have won. We all obviously remember the playoff game to the Texans. And, you know, he takes some sacks, guys, that you just can't take. Now, that said, I feel like it's almost, Howard, like I almost feel like it's a three-step progression, right? Like, step one, when you're a young quarterback, is you just throw the ball down the field and you get bad turnovers, interceptions, right? Step two is like, okay, I know I can't do that. Like, that really hurts the team. But then you take sacks that you absolutely cannot take, but that's better than throwing a pick.
Right.
Step three is he's got to throw the ball away. To me, what I've been struggling with him, because I love him as a guy, I love watching him play, like that lateral in the Texans game, I keep thinking, is that like something you can learn from, or is that like an inherent flaw that he even has that in him that he'll never be able to get rid of? Because I'd like to think it's the former and that he'll learn from it and won't do that. But there are some guys, you know, like Jameis Winston, like there are some guys that they never really get rid of that. They never really can put that behind them. I think this year will tell us whether or not Josh Allen can really put those kind of negative plays behind him. Because if he does, man, they could be really good. And the thing that's crazy about it, guys, is it's not like, I mean, I know the AFC East is the focus, but the AFC You know, there's no reason why the Bills can't be the third best team in the AFC behind the Chiefs and the Ravens. And then you get in the playoffs and you never know what happens. We saw what the Titans did last year. But I would say on paper, right now, I think the Buffalo Bills are probably the third best team in the AFC.
Go ahead, Jeremy.
Ross, yeah. I saw a conversation about just ranking rosters, you know, who's got the best roster in the league. And it was a Pro Football Focus conversation, and they said if you're not weighting the quarterback too much, that the Bills are a top five roster, and that really the biggest question they might have is Allen. You know, I mean, I think it's fair to have questions about him in general. And, you know, we talked a little bit this morning about expectations for this team and how, you know, that kind of raises the game. You know, the Diggs move is great because it helps Allen, but it also means that a lot more will be expected of him. You know, if people are out there talking about that these three receivers as three of the best in the league, then all of a sudden, you know, the not to say excuses, but the quarterback has a lot more pressure. So he'll have to bring the best he's got because the focus is going to get that much more intense.
Well, there's going to be more scrutiny on him now that he has Diggs, because before, like you said, there was kind of the crutch of, well, he doesn't really have a number one receiver, right? Well, now he does. And now it's year three, so it's not like, oh, it's only his first year. Oh, it's only his second year. You know, now the thing people might use is, oh, there was no off-season program. Sorry, can't go there. I mean, I think for Josh Allen, it's year three. I mean, he's eligible for a new contract after this year, which is why I like how aggressive the Bills were to get Stephon Diggs, to take advantage of this time. I think it's very reasonable, right, for him to complete 60% of his passes. He's never going to be like a 65-70% guy. He's never going to be that. But he makes up for it by making big-time plays with his legs and his arm that others can't, right? So he's not going to be like your Drew Brees, Tom Brady type, but he's going to be able to have a lot of success, I still think, being more like when Cam Newton was successful in Carolina, you know, a guy that is a 60% passer, but I think he can be 25, close to 30 touchdowns, still have a pretty good touchdown interception ratio, make some plays with his legs. They have a very good defense. You know, my only concern is with Diggs is I hope they don't try to get too pass happy. You know, I kind of like the mix they had of that O-line, of Singletary, what I saw from him, having an awesome defense, using Josh's legs. You know, sometimes what happens is, and I notice this sometimes when a quarterback has a good rookie year, they put a lot more on him, like his second year, and like, oh, he's good. Yeah, we should throw it more, and he can do more things at the line of scrimmage. And then they kind of have a sophomore slump. Like Matt Ryan comes to mind. Like there's guys that they put too much on their plate. I hope because they have Diggs now, they don't think, okay, you know, Josh can be or should be doing this, this, and this. But then my concern is, and I don't know if you guys know the answer to this, what happens with Diggs when he's not getting the ball as much as he wants? You know, I still haven't gotten why he was upset about it. Like that's why he didn't like Minnesota. Now he's going to be in Buffalo where the quarterback's not nearly as accurate as Kirk Cousins. Maybe he just wanted more of the targets and felt like he was sharing them with Thielen. I don't know. Do you guys, has anybody found out there in Buffalo why he was so unhappy in Minnesota?
Well, his target share was pretty low. I mean, I think he had 94 last year, and John Brown with the Bills had 115. So just by comparison, you know, Brown's a nice piece, but putting him at number two, I mean, I think you come here to Buffalo, if you're Diggs, you should expect 100 plus. And, you know, if you had 115 for Brown, who, I mean, you could say he's a number one, but is he a true number one? I think he was upset he wasn't getting the ball enough. Minnesota was kind of going, what, in a direction of a more run-heavy mm-hmm. offense, too? Like, they kept drifting that way. And, you know, I mean, the Bills have been that for a while, but last year kind of drifted more towards passing more often. And this trade, to me, is another indication that they might continue to make steps in that direction, try to go 11 personnel. They were very effective with that with Allen this year. So getting those three on the field at the same time, you know, maybe there'll be more passes than what Diggs had been getting in the past.
Yeah, like I said, the only thing I would say about that is there's a big difference between Cousins completing 70% of his passes and Josh Allen at 58%. So I guess the only thing I'm a little bit nervous about is Diggs' frustration when Josh, you know, airmails a couple balls to him. But maybe as long as he's getting the target share and he's getting more targets, to your point, Jeremy, maybe he'll be happy. And, you know, you could sit here and say, well, as long as they're winning, he'll be happy. But they, I mean, they were winning last year in Minnesota and he wasn't happy.
You know what, Ross, to your point, though, about the offense, I would like to see them become a little bit more pass happy because I want to see if Josh can handle that. I'd like to know that if that's the way to win the game, I know the Bills have a quarterback that can do that. And I thought it was it. I think it'll come down to what Josh can do. And like at some point last season, they opened things up a little bit, right? They went to less variety in terms of personnel grouping because they went heavily to 11 personnel. They went some no huddle. They went a little bit more tempo. You know, they put a little bit more on his plate in terms of audibles and things he could do. And now you add Diggs, and I mean, they're not going to like 80, 20%, but I would like to see them open up the offense. And again, I think it'll come down to, does Brian Daboll believe Josh Allen can do it? If he doesn't, well, then they're going to have to figure out a better offensive game plan on a week-by-week basis. But it circles back to your thing about the crazy lateral in the Houston game. Honestly, I think Josh played that second half when Houston came back. I think he felt the other quarterback, he's carrying his team. And I got to do that for my team. And I think that's when he gets into trouble. But I'd like to see in year three if he can be that guy going forward.
Yeah, I love him as a guy, and I love the way he plays. And I think, like I said, I think it really is that like sort of a natural evolution. Mm-hmm. But there should be a big step up here. The combination mm-hmm. of his third year and getting Diggs, I think he should make major strides this year. And if he doesn't, then there's something wrong. What I like about it, though, is, you know, after this year, the Bills have to decide whether or not they're going to pick up his fifth-year option. I would assume that they're going to do that anyway. But at least after this year, they'll have a lot of clarity as to whether or not they feel like he's the guy for the next 10 years or not.
Who else? Last thing I want to ask you about. You touched on it a moment ago about the teams in the AFC. We mentioned the Bills. You brought up Kansas City, Baltimore. You said, you know, you think New England could take a 3 or 4 wins step back. Who else in terms of contenders in the AFC outside of those three? Who are some of the other teams? Houston trades away Hopkins, crazy. Tennessee should still be good. Indy with Rivers, maybe they're better. Who else in the AFC would you worry about?
Yeah, so I would say the Titans really like what they did, you know, in the playoffs, obviously. They got a good thing going. So the Titans for sure should be a force to be reckoned with. Some of that will depend on whether or not last year was a mirage for Tannehill or not. I think the Colts, now having Rivers and DeForest Buckner, who is an awesome football player, I think they're going to be a team to watch. And then the last team, I guess I would say, you have to keep an eye on is the Pittsburgh Steelers. Now, I don't think anybody really knows what Big Ben's going to be able to do, but, I mean, every time he's ever played, he's been good. Their defense was so good last year. I don't think they'll be able to turn the football over as much as they did last year. They'll regress in that regard a little bit, but I got to think that they'd be in the mix as well. I mean, they should have been the seventh seed, you know, with this new playoff format. They should have been the seventh seed last year, even without Ben. So you have to think, you know, having a healthy Roethlisberger for the whole year, that the Steelers should be in the mix as well.
Well, enjoy the quality bike riding time with your daughters now.
I absolutely will. And I don't know, maybe I'll have to order some wings from Buffalo, you know, online, have them shipped to my house.
Mm-hmm.
It's slim pickings down here at this point. But, yeah, we better have a football season. Wouldn't it figure that when it's the Bills' time to finally have the AFC East, if they didn't have a season right now, then we'll know that Belichick controls even more than we thought he already did.
Perish the thought. Yeah, no, I would. I have not even thought about, you know, the highest hopes we've had here in 25 years, and oh my goodness, there's no season. So I'll stay positive thoughts in my head. Ross, we always love
Absolutely.
Having you on the show, man. Thanks for giving us some time this morning, and everybody, you and your family, stay safe.
Likewise, love being on with you guys anytime. You know that. See ya.
Thanks, Ross. Ross Tucker, Radio.com Sports NFL Insider. And first off, the Insider call is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy Shots, now in 2 great tropical flavors. You can listen to Ross on You Better You Bet every Monday and Thursday. Search Bet on the Radio.com app to tune in live, or search Bet wherever you find your favorite podcasts. 803-0550 to join us. Well, Ross, I'm not going to lie, I'm multitasking. Ross is on with us, and I've got the Sabres-Senators replay on MSG. They're replaying the replay. And I forgot about that. There was a fight, Andrew Peters-Brian McGrattan fight. And the old, you know, classy move by the fighter guys, towards the end of the fight, McGrattan's hurt. It looked like he might have had an eye injury or something like that. And Peters basically stopped. He stopped throwing punches. He stopped the fight. He's pointing at McGrattan. He's talking to the officials like, hey, you got to step in. The guy's hurt. Because McGrattan kind of dropped his head down a little bit when Peters realized he was injured. And he went off to the locker room for repairs, I guess, is how they would refer that to hockey. So I'll watch a little bit more. The red jerseys are nice. The red jerseys. What'd you call them? The nice. Butter swords?
The butter knives. People butter call knives? Them the butter knives.
Butter
knives, yeah.
Really? That's I don't remember that. Okay.
That's what they refer
I
to
I like
as.
Those jerseys.
They're nice.
I got one of those for Jonathan. That might be the first Saber jersey I ever bought for him, the red butter sword, butter knife jersey.
Those are nice. The 40th anniversary ones are nice. The 50th anniversary ones are nice.
Yeah.
You know, the Sabres have had a couple of misses in there, but, you know, back to our conversation about jerseys, you can just, you know, if you loosen things up, you could make a third jersey change every year.
Yeah.
You could change your home jersey every year and keep one that's your standard colors and just get as wild and freaky as you want.
Yeah, as long as you could get the regulations loosened with the jersey maker and all the rules you
have. Sell new shirts every year, especially if you're a good team. People are going to like the shirts, you know.
803-0550 to join us this morning. 888-550-2550. Hey, tweet us. We know what Ross Tucker's doing in his downtime. He's teaching his girls how to ride a bike. We are looking for your outlet. What are you doing? What are you doing to keep your sanity? What are you doing to keep busy? What's driving you crazy these days? I know my wife's answer would be me. But I can't get involved in the contest. You can. It's our new contest called the What's Your Outlet? So tweet us today. Tweet at WGR550. Use the hashtag What's Your Outlet? Send a photo, send your story, send a video, whatever, but send something. Every Friday, we'll pick the best entry out of all that we receive, and that person will get a $25 gift certificate to Outlet Liquor. It's that simple. So tweet at WGR550, hashtag What's Your Outlet? The WGR Outlet Liquor Twitter contest brought to you by New York's only Outlet Liquor. When you need to stock up, it is the place to buy a case. Outlet Liquor.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At-Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At-Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Division. The Patriots, they've lost some key players on that team. I mean, they've lost some guys off that defense that was really good as well. That's part of it. And when you look at that division, again, I think because Buffalo was a good team last year and they're a team on the come up, and you lose Tom Brady, I just think that the Bills right now are the team to beat. I'm never going to discount the Patriots until we see it, but I think they are the team to beat in that division, and there's no reason that they should not be in play with the rest of the AFC. We know the Steelers are going to be good. The Ravens are going to be good. The Chiefs are going to be good. We'll see what happens in the AFC South. I think Houston, they really weakened themselves by losing DeAndre Hopkins. But I just think Buffalo is a team over the next couple years. They're going to be a pain in everyone's backside. They're going to contend.
That is Steve Wyche from NFL Network on with One Bills Live recently. If you missed the interview, it is available in on-demand audio at WGR550.com. Cancellations in the world of sports. You can add Wimbledon to the list. And the Open Championship, so another of golf's majors, canceled the first time those events have been canceled since World War II. Jeff Skinner donating $53,000 to the Pegula's efforts to help out the battle against coronavirus here in Western New York. Jack Eichel doing his part as well. Teaming up with Bauer, they are going to donate 5,000 masks to local hospitals. We have details on those two stories at WGR550.com. Report in the Toronto Sun says the competition committee is now supporting the idea of a sky judge at NFL games next season. The owners' next chance to vote on that would be at meetings that are scheduled for May. Brandon Bean will speak with the media this morning at 11 o'clock. He'll address the signings this offseason, and I would assume he'll also be asked about the Stephon Diggs trade. Sal will be covering that for us, and we'll have details at WGR550.com. Jadeveon Clowney is still on the free agent market, has reportedly lowered his asking price. He was looking for over $20 million a year. It's down to $17 to $18 million per year. The Patriots release Cody Kessler, and Houston agrees to a one-year deal with defensive tackle Tim Jernigan. Those are your headlines. You can, for the latest, I should say, on COVID-19, WGR helping Buffalo stay connected to get all the latest news. Tune in to News Radio 930 WBEN, WBEN.com, or WBEN on the radio.com app. Mm-hmm. And indeed, thanks for hanging out with us. Hey, did you, so we were going to bring this up yesterday, and I had it in front of me, and I got to go find it now. Did you, you took a glance at the Trainwreck Sports Buffalo bracket?
Did you check that out? I have.
I forget. There was one thing I was going to, I'm searching for the bracket. There was one thing I was going to bring up. Whatever was, I don't even remember who was placed against, like, the Bills home opener. That's just, I think the Bills home opener was actually a 2 seed, too, not a 1 seed. And I felt sorry for whatever.
I think it's a 1 seed.
Was it a 1? Oh, okay.
Yeah, the 1 seeds are.
I thought it was a 2-15.
Cost of living, good place to raise a family. I'll pull it up.
No but upset coming against the Bills home opener. Whoever it was, it's just a designated, you're going out in the first round.
Yeah.
I don't even remember what it was. You're pulling up because I had it somewhere. Yeah. I had it in my emails. I got to go find it.
Wings were a 1 seed. Bill, you're right. The Bills home opener was a 2 seed.
It's a 2. Right. That's like, wow. But who was, do you have, who's matched up with it?
The Park and Go Metro.
Okay. Now, and I use the Park and Go Metro, but come on. Like, talk about a sacrificial lamb.
Yeah. That's a tough one.
Park and Go Metro's nice. I mean, really, I like the free train downtown. I've taken it from UB, but man, the Bills home opener. Woo!
I might have a problem with Delaware Park getting an 11 seed.
You and Bulldog,
and
right?
And Loganberry gets a 5? I mean...
Loganberry? Why is Loganberry in the...
Who knows?
Why is Loganberry in... It's not like Loganberry is not something synonymous to us, is it?
Yes, it is.
Yes, it definitely is.
Loganberry?
Yeah,
is
absolutely.
Not, what's the story with that?
It's only a Western New York thing.
You're kidding me!
Yeah, Loganberry is definitely a...
I didn't know that. I thought that was just a commonplace. I didn't know it was just us.
Yeah.
Really? I've got to get on the internet more often. I really, either that or I need to get out. I did not realize it was a Western New York thing.
Wow, I didn't realize you didn't realize that.
Yeah, I don't. Okay.
Hey. Oh, there you go.
Hey!
There we go. That's, all right.
Hey.
It was a horse.
A horse did it, huh?
Good job. It was a horse.
Way to go, Betty.
Maybe some sort of zebra. I don't know. I'm looking at the screen right now. She's not happy about it.
Maybe she didn't like the Loganberry discussion.
You did a good
she's
job.
Like,
see,
Howard.
That's how you'll just get surprised.
Yeah.
By that kind of stuff.
Out of nowhere?
Yeah, I wasn't paying attention.
Okay.
Anyway,
cost of living was a 1 seed. You're right.
Loganberry, yeah. From
Loganberry.
What did we do earlier in the show already? We did something.
Sandwiches.
Else. Sandwiches, yeah, okay.
And
the
hamburgers.
Hybrid berry
hamburgers.
Was created in California in the 1800s.
Right.
Loganberry drink, caffeine-free buffalo thing, originally sold in beverage form at Crystal Beach.
I did not know that. I feel ashamed and embarrassed that I did not know that after all these years here.
I think that's about right.
For you. Ashamed and embarrassed? Thanks, man.
But it shouldn't be. I don't know if it's a 5 seed over Delaware Park. Is it 11? Anyway.
Wings were the one. Wings is a 1 seed. Okay.
Yeah.
Lack of traffic was a 1 seed. And summertime weather was a 1 seed. Those are the other 1 seeds.
I did raise a question with them, and I asked how come fall wasn't referenced. And fall turns out it's a conference, right? It's like the Big Ten. There's a lot of things. The Bills home opener is fall.
Yeah.
The Sabres opener. It would be fall. The turkey trot would be fall.
You
can't put
season.
Fall in there because it would just win.
Yeah.
You know.
What were the others? Yeah. There's some good brackets. There's some good matchups. You know, Shea's Theater versus Art Park, although I would vote for Art Park even though it's the lower seed. I like being outdoors. And Art Park at sundown is a lovely place to be watching a concert as nighttime creeps in. Is always cool. I like that. What else? Boy, Loganberry. How about that? The things you learn on this show.
Yeah, we've done Loganberry, German chocolate cake, and...
I knew about hamburgers and all that stuff.
Yeah,
I just
hamburg.
And it says chicken wings. It should just be wings. You don't need to put in chicken with wings, right?
I agree with that.
Yeah, I mean, it's just, you know, it's not like we're, what else
unless
would come to mind?
Unless you've recently been talking. All right.
Oh, wow.
See, she's on a roll.
What happened?
What do you mean,
it's
what happened?
Same horse?
Yes.
You have a show with a horse running around?
You wanted me to put Animal Planet on. She walked into the room. She barked. She came over here. She walked back, and she barked again, and now she left.
That's so cute. I thought she'd stay in the room and just keep barking until you changed the channel
on. You got the reaction that we
That's
normally,
what I wanted.
My normal reaction is always, all right. And then she looks back.
So if you're out of the room, you walk in. Like,
yeah.
Oh, that's cute.
She's feeling it today, so we might get another one. I'll leave it on for one more.
Hey, you can tweet out dog play-by-play because someone sent me a link yesterday of some broadcaster somewhere doing play-by-play of his two dogs eating.
Yeah, I saw that.
It was so cute. And it was like an English accent, too. The accent, it's like listening to like a Premier League game, you know? A Premier League match, I should say, right? And so if you want to do a play-by-play of your dogs, it'll go over well on the internet. Twitter will like that. I can't get enough dog content these days.
Yeah.
I'm living vicariously through other dog owners at this point.
Can you get a dog? Are shelters closed? I think they are.
I don't want to get a dog. I know it's a good idea, but so our show didn't make the best of Buffalo bracket. Who can I complain to about that?
That's a good question.
No.
We were definitely snubbed.
Yeah, right?
Personal.
Would it be personal? Were we first four out? Or were we on the bubble? Should I find out if we were on the bubble? Yeah, you know what, you guys, you were right there, right to the committee, the end of the committee meeting, and you know, you were just.
Well, if we're being honest, for us around this time of year, the sports are usually over anyway.
Yeah, there's no, I guess they went with there's no meaningful games in March. We can't put those guys
zing.
In the bracket.
No. Sorry.
Hey, even in the pandemic, we need the occasional zing just to keep things, lighthearted a little bit. It's okay.
We need a game. We need some trivia. We need some, I don't know, guess the prospect. I need games back in my life.
You know what I tried to do? It's funny. Last week I did a couple days of the movie stuff for you guys. And my plan was to go do hockey. And quite honestly,
there aren't enough hockey movies.
There are like two hockey movies of note.
No, let's name. Hold on, let's name hockey movies.
I got two hockey movies I like.
Mighty Ducks.
One.
Mighty Ducks 2.
I didn't include that.
Mighty Ducks 3.
Okay, I didn't even watch Mighty Ducks 3 because I didn't think 2 was as good as 1.
Oh well, I mean you're missing out there.
You missed the. There's two. You know there was
Young Blood, right?
Okay, no.
Yes,
Young Blood.
Yeah,
Young Blood.
Okay, it's a great movie.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You guys like this?
There's Goon.
Goon 2.
There's Miracle.
Miracle's the top of the list.
There's Mystery Alaska.
I like Mystery. That was one of the.
I have yet to see that
one. I had three on my list. You're right. Slapshot, of course, you haven't mentioned yet, Jeremy.
No, I have not yet mentioned that. There is.
Slapshot.
Happy Gilmore at times.
That's a golf movie.
Sure, but there's hockey in it.
Yeah, but that wouldn't go down as a hockey movie.
There's Sudden Death. Jean-Claude Van Damme.
I didn't see. Is that a hockey
movie?
Whoa. Was there hockey in the movie?
Yes. It involves a terrorist plot to blow up the Pittsburgh igloo, and he dresses and fights the mascot.
Really?
A little fuzzy on all that. There's The Cutting Edge. Don't forget about The Cutting Edge, which is a figure skating movie, but also with hockey.
Okay.
You've never seen The Cutting Edge,
No, I have not.
Oh, man, let me tell you.
You're not going to throw in the Will Ferrell. Was it the Will Ferrell movie where he was a skater? Like they were making fun
of
Olympic
skating?
No, it
wasn't hockey. That was hockey.
That's Blades of Glory.
Blades of Glory. I actually watched. I've seen Blades of Glory, so that was not that funny. If you want, I can look into that. I was having a hard time coming up with hockey movies that I thought you guys both knew really well.
Right. I mean,
it's a short list.
What would happen is you'd give me an unfunny line, and I would go, Slapshot.
Because that's hurtful. That's just, why do you, that's so painful.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
Red Army? I've not seen Red Army, but that's the documentary on the Soviet teams. There's another one.
You mean Russian 5? Or
there's one called Red Army from 2014.
I bought that, and I've yet to watch it.
Red Army. Mm. I've never even heard of that one. Is it just the background on that whole program and the training and how they put those teams together?
Background on how it started, how it developed.
No, you know what I saw? You know what? Actually, you could even add the reverse miracle. Whatever the documentary was, maybe it was a 30 for 30, when they went to the Soviet Union and profiled guys that were on the Miracle team that lost to the U.S. in that game.
Can I tell you the plot of Red Army, which is a documentary about the Soviet hockey team exploring how it got so mighty in the first place?
Yeah, because I want to see if
Russian
I've watched
players
this.
Russian players were introduced to the NHL after the fall of the Soviet Union.
Yep.
And also their tyrannical coach.
I did see this.
Tikhanov.
See this. And they showed their training camp and their training methods and how these guys, you know, were taken away from their homes and they went to like an army barracks or something like that. And they, but it was all for hockey training purposes. I did see that. It was very, and they, oh, that's right. You know what, guys? They spoke to the guy who was like considered the father of the Soviet hockey program. He was an old guy at the time. They did, I'm pretty sure that's that documentary. It's very good, Brayton. You'll enjoy it. If that's the one I'm thinking of, it's really well done. You should watch that.
There's also one called The Rocket from 2005.
Didn't see.
A Canadian biopic of Rocket Richard.
Okay. All right. I just didn't think, honestly, you know, Maddie, I came up with four. Miracle, Slapshot, Mighty Ducks, Mystery Alaska. I like Mystery Alaska, but I didn't think you guys, that's not like a memorable movie. Like if I brought you lines from that, I don't think that's like front burner. You know, like did you see Mystery Alaska, Jeremy?
I did.
All right. I couldn't even tell you off the top of my head a famous line. I know the plot, but I couldn't tell you like quotes from that movie. So anyway, that's why I never
followed
up.
That's probably the right decision.
Hockey's tough.
How many basketball movies have you seen?
It's funny. My thought was, as I started with hockey, I thought, you know what, maybe I'll just combine hockey and basketball to one day. But even that, like, I mean, you know, Hoosiers, of course. And after that, I was struggling. Blue Chips, you would nominate.
Hoosiers.
See, I never liked Blue Chips, but you would probably nominate Blue Chips.
Hoop Dreams, it's a documentary.
Saw that.
Great movie.
Space Jam, of course.
Space Jam. How about what's Big State University? He Got Game.
Oh, I didn't see He Got Game. Okay.
Yep. That's Denzel Washington, Big State University. There's Semi-Pro.
Of course, there's that great movie. I think it was up for an Oscar when Whoopi Goldberg was coaching the Knicks, I believe.
Is that Eddie?
Eddie? Yes, I believe you're right. Okay. I think it's Eddie. That's right.
Don't forget about Teen Wolf.
I was kidding, by the way. Teen Wolf, you would get that.
Love and Basketball, White Men Can't Jump.
Yeah, see, I hated that movie.
Boy. I'm looking
again,
through the
list I think
here.
You have to go a ways to find, it's not as tough as hockey, but it's not that great. Football was the best sport for
more.
Movies, I think.
There's a lot more.
Are there?
Basketball
okay, basketball?
Movies, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I haven't seen Hoosiers in way too long.
It's a great movie. It is. It's one of those, that's how you judge the movie. However many times it comes on, you still stop and watch it.
Air Bud, Jeff Texan, Air
Did
Bud.
Did not see Air Bud.
Didn't the Air Bud series, did they do every sport?
Wasn't that about a dog?
I think they did.
Wasn't Air Bud a dog?
Yes.
Yes.
But that was a basketball movie? Okay.
The original was a basketball movie, but he did a lot of others. He played football.
There was a hockey one.
Are you sure? What was it called?
Hold on.
Because I know there's a soccer one called World Pup, of course. Sequels and spinoffs. Huh. Okay. There are three direct-to-video sequels and a spin-off film series. Different sports, and they focus on all of his kids.
Okay, so there's not an Air Bud of hockey version, but there is MVP, its most valuable primate.
Okay.
Jeremy, did you mention a movie called Threat Level Midnight?
It's an episode of The Office.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Michael makes his own movie, right? And they're in hockey. Yes, that's right. Okay, now I remember.
I guess they're making a movie, so yeah.
Yeah, he's making a movie and it involved. Okay. And then someone said there's a movie called Score, a hockey musical, but said don't watch it. It's awful. Okay, I'll take your word for it, Kelly. Thank you. All right. Yeah. Oh, right. Okay. Pick of the week on the way from Jeremy and... you know, maybe it's Air Bud.
Coach Carter.
Oh, that's okay. Yes,
coming in with Coach Carter.
Right. I've seen that movie. Mm-hmm. Sure. Okay, you can add that. You could probably come up with about maybe 10 basketball movies worth talking about. I feel like it's half the list for baseball or for hockey rather. I'm sorry. Be Like Mike or whatever that movie was. Right. Yeah, that was cool. All right, 803-0550 to join us. Pick of the week from Jeremy on the way next. WGR. All right, it is pick of the week time. What's the plan here, Mr. White? I look to you for guidance on this.
Hang on. Mm-hmm. First, I'm posting a picture, a dog picture. on Twitter. A different dog picture. Yesterday was Betty with a stare down.
Yeah.
Bo's riding shotgun today. He's right next to me.
Oh, that's
so
cool.
he's jumped up on.
How's Hank coming along with his health? He was having like issues.
He's
with
fine.
His
you know what? He's reached the old and he's not deaf, but he doesn't care.
Okay.
So when you know call him or whatever, like you might call a dog, he
maybe later.
We had a debate: is he deaf? And we have decided no. He stopped caring. He's old enough to stop caring now.
Okay.
So, yeah, that's how Hank's.
It's all right.
Doing.
Like, yeah, I'll get there. I'm like, not right now. Just like, you know, get back to me later.
Yeah. You know, it's like an old person's like, what? I don't need you right now.
Oh,
pick of the week.
Now that's
so,
Bo, huh? I'm looking at the picture. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm reposting it with a new caption. Yeah,
that's cool.
So, pick of the week. I was 2 weeks ago when we did this. I talked about things you do when you're maybe stuck and bored at home, like. Opening the fridge is the pick of the week. And I decided that this week's pick of the week is laying on your back and throwing a ball up in the air to yourself and catching it.
Okay.
So, if you're looking to burn some time, good old-fashioned catch while laying on your back with a tennis ball or something like that. You know, that'll pass a good 5 minutes. You throw it up in the air.
You know what? I need to find a house with a stoop. I could bring back stoop ball. I got to go get I need stoops and I need a stoop and a Spalding ball.
Is stoop ball the same as wall ball?
Stoop ball was you bounce it off your front steps.
And what else?
That's about it. You just play catch. You just
by yourself?
You stand in you have the walkway up to the front of the house to the front steps. You get the Spalding, stand at the back end of the walkway, you throw it at the steps. Sometimes it hits the edge, you get a nice pop-up. I used to actually make a baseball game out of it, like be a pitcher, throw. You could have ground balls, you could have pop-ups. If it goes over your head, home run, double, whatever. I used to actually do that. Okay, I probably shouldn't share this. People are now feeling sorry for me as a child. But stoop ball, we used to play that. By ourselves, and you could just turn it into a baseball game.
Yeah, do you know what wall ball is? Wall ball you can't play because you have to be social distancing. You play with people, not just by yourself.
Okay.
And wall ball is you have a group, you throw it at the wall, you try to catch it. If you mishandle it, you have to run and touch the wall before someone then grabs the ricochet off of you and pegs you with the ball.
I don't think we played that one. I think I'd remember running to touch the wall and all that stuff. Yeah.
Yeah, what a game.
Okay.
So my pick of the week is playing catch on your floor by yourself. And it's brought to you by Riverfront Auto Sales. They're still open, but their office is closed. And they've still got vehicles available that they can deliver to you. And they've still got picks of the week, including this one. A 2012 Cadillac SRX. Marty Sr., Marty Jr. working from home to be safe can connect you with incredible pre-owned vehicles for the spring market. They've got a black Cadillac SRX crossover that's loaded luxury with contemporary rims, leather interior, all-wheel drive, 3.6-liter V6 engine, a premium edition Cadillac SRX for $14,995. Call Riverfront, 886-1626 for details.
I don't think we touched on this one yet. The interesting story came out yesterday in regards to Brandon Bean, his pursuit of a receiver, and the Stephon Diggs trade. We'll get to that in a moment on WGR.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.